Plattsburgh International Airport, on the site of the former Air Force Base, was dedicated in 2007 and is already expanding. New York Senators Charles Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand and Congressman Bill Owens on Tuesday announced FAA grants totaling more than $6.5 million for upgrades and expansion of the terminal. Congressman Owens says they asked the FAA to assess Plattsburgh's growth opportunities and to note that the airport uses federal funds efficiently.
In reality, there are no other available sources of funding for growth. And as we all know, we've seen tremendous growth at the airport, particularly as it relates to our Canadian friends coming down. And we want to continue that growth because it affects jobs locally. It also continues to expose people to the benefits of visiting here in Clinton County.
Nearly $3 million will be used for the terminal expansion. $3.4 million will complete a water and waste infrastructure project supporting the expansion, and money is also included to rehabilitate runways and taxiways. The new federal grants, according to Clinton County Legislature Airport Committee Chair Bob Hines, allows bidding to begin for the expansion.
This $6.5 breaks down into $3 million that's going to complete the design phase for the new terminal building. That's huge because that enables us now to get ready with plans to go out and bid this project. So that's definitely crucial. The other thing that's important that people sometimes overlook is the water and sewer infrastructure. The pipelines that were built by the Air Force way back when, and some of these are 50 years old, were constructed with a different type of product that has broken down over time, and now when we turn various valves on, we're finding all kinds of leaks and whatever. So this enables us to build the infrastructure for improvements in, when we bring air-related industry out there, this is going to really enable us to improve the infrastructure from a point we're not going to be facing these problems.
The current 35,000-square-foot terminal started with only 2,000 enplanements a year. Last year, more than 150,000 passengers used the facility. Bob Hines said they had not anticipated needing to expand so quickly.
Based on the facility that we have now, we really can't advertise, or if a new airline, say, wanted to come in. We just don't have the room from a standpoint of ticketing counter space, from a baggage counter space, and from an ability to seat passengers in the waiting areas. We just don't have that type of room. But without this expansion, we would be limited to where we are and struggling with where we are.
Congressman Owen says the investment in better facilities means it will be more likely that local officials will be successful at attracting new airport tenants and carriers.
I think their plan is on very firm footing, and that is get these grant dollars, get the facilities upgraded, and once you do that, you will encourage the airlines that are still here to continue to utilize the facility, but you also encourage others to come and use these facilities. Excuse the pun, but this clearly took off, and I think it's going to continue to grow, and we have this tremendous access to a market of 3 million people about an hour away.
The grant is from the Federal Aviation Administration's Airport Improvement Program, which funds grants for planning and development of public-use airports. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.